Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service, where we report the world, however difficult the issue, however hard to reach. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Der Disney Plus Serientipp.
Hey, hier spricht Meredith Grey, direkt aus dem Grey Sloan Memorial Hospital. Wir suchen Verstärkung, denn hier kommen viele neue Fälle rein. Unsere Station ist voll mit außergewöhnlichen Patienten, jungen Ärzten in Ausbildung und viel zwischenmenschlichem Drama. Also schau schnell vorbei.
Grey's Anatomy, die neuen Folgen und alle Staffeln nur auf Disney Plus streamen. Abo schon ab 5,99 € pro Monat. Und nun viel Spaß beim Podcast, wünscht Disney Plus.
Welcome to the documentary in the studio from the BBC World Service. I'm Vibeke Venema, and this week I'm talking to one of the pioneers of the globally popular K-dramas, screenwriter Baek Mi-kyung.
K-drama is very worldwide hit right now. Do you know why? We don't use sex. We don't use guns. We have to take advantage of the characters and stories, plots. We have very restricted materials to fight with. So, story is the very strong point of K-drama.
Korean drama, or K-drama as it's known, is one of South Korea's biggest cultural exports and now transmits into millions of households across the world. Baek Mi-kyung is one of its star screenwriters. Her hugely popular shows such as Mine, which features a bisexual character, and The Lady in Dignity, the first successful K-drama with two female leads, have consistently broken new ground and put women front and center of the action. And as well as busting taboos, her writing is also very funny.
People might see the comedy as a techie. It's not meaningful. But I don't think so. Tackling important social issues with humor has been a big challenge. I try to address some of the most pressing issues in capitalism through comedy in my drama.
One of her biggest hits is the romantic comedy Strong Girl Bong-soon. It's a superhero story with a difference, about a small working-class girl from a family in which women are born with supernatural strength, and Bong-soon trying to hide her superpowers from the boy she fancies. It was a huge hit when it first aired 7 years ago, and it's still one of the best-loved dramas. When I first speak to Baek Mi-kyung, her much-anticipated follow-up series, Strong Girl Nam-soon, is about to be broadcast worldwide. Over Zoom, from her office in the South Korean capital Seoul, she tells me how she got the idea for the original series, Strong Girl Bong-soon.
I happened to see a small girl. She threw a small stone into a school's window. She was very upset or something. I don't know why. Then the moment, the scene she did gave me inspiration. Oh, what if I write down about a very strong woman who is very small, who is socially very weak, underdog or something, right? That is the way we start the story. Strong Girl Bong-soon was set to make a Korean hero, female hero story, but the main actors and actresses very attractive and cute, and very great chemistry between two actors and actresses. So I changed my mind. So the strong woman Bong-soon is more like romantic comedy than the K-hero films. So I think it's the first and only female generation hero stories.
Her follow-up drama is about another girl with superhuman strength. This time, our hero is Strong Girl Nam-soon. And in classic K-drama fashion, she's separated from her family as a child. She grows up in Mongolia, and it's only when she hears the K-pop hit Gangnam Style that she remembers her name. Nam-soon then travels to South Korea to find her mother and grandmother, who are also supernaturally strong and extremely rich. This time, Mi-kyung wanted to create more of an all-action hero story. So what was it like to write the second series with entirely new characters on a dangerous new mission?
This time it's harder. people expect more about the sequel, right? Then I feel more pressure, especially with a very, very small budget, less budget than ever. So I had a very hard time to make my story as I want. I kind of want to be a writer to send a very big and crucial message, even though it seems to be very light and very humorous and funny. But inside of my story, I always put very important message on it.
At the end of our chat, Mikyung confesses that she isn't a fan of video calls. In fact, this is her first time talking on Zoom.
This kind of communication way is very, very hard for me. Even in Korean, it's very hard for me to do. So,
if you had time while I was in Seoul to meet for an in-person interview, that would be amazing.
Oh, good. I love to meet in person. I'm very free. I have a lot of time.
Are you?
Yeah.
I jumped on the chance. Like so many people around the world, I discovered K-dramas during the pandemic. And I fell in love with the crazy plots, the romance, and the humor. I was going to South Korea for the fun of visiting K-drama locations. So the chance of meeting a creator at work is a dream come true. It's a crisp November day in 2023. Mikyung's office is in a high-rise apartment block across the river from Seoul's famous Gangnam district, which inspired her hero's name. Just as I arrive at her front door, I bump into Mikyung, who's pushing a little white dog in a buggy.
Been waiting for?
No, I just arrived.
I keep the time, right?
What an adorable dog.
I live upstairs.
Oh, amazing.
Upstairs is my home,
That's
my house.
Great.
This is my workplace.
Perfect. And who is this?
My daughter.
You're Pomeranian. And what's
yeah,
her name? What's her name?
Cherry.
Cherry.
Cherry. Are you? Do you feel comfortable with no shoes on?
Of course. Oh. Yeah.
This is the place I work, and upstairs I live there. The workplace and living place should be separate. I have to change my mood. Work is work. My personal life should be respected by myself. I am very distracted, easily distracted. I'm not that good at concentrating for a long time. So. I think 6 hours is enough for me to work. Usually I start my routine. I wake up between 8 or 9 and I work out a little bit and eat breakfast and I just doing nothing and procrastinate.
Procrastinate.
Yes, yeah. Kind of thing, yes. Mm-hmm.
So your office has a beautiful view.
It's great. It's expensive. That's why I keep working to make money, to pay for it. Look, there is no place like this with this kind of view. It's almost like Central Park.
It is almost like Central Park.
I love this kind of park view. When I talk about the Korean real estate, river view is more expensive. But in my case, I don't like river view. Why? River is not changing. It's forever the same. Very tedious and boring. But look at this. It's changing every season.
Did you?
I think I'm kind of a person who is a real estate not writer, right? You better stop talking.
We are sounding a bit like a real estate agent.
Yes.
And then in front of us is Seoul Tower.
It's Namsan Tower. It's a symbol. It's a signature of Korea, landmark of Korea, Seoul. So it's right in there. There's a great energy toward me. It's shooting the energy. Every morning. I'm just half kidding, but yeah. You have to understand my character. I'm kind of a comic person.
Tearing myself away from the impressive view, I notice a whiteboard in the middle of the room full of post-its, pictures, and scribbled notes, all in Korean.
Oh, it's a kind of titles that I'm working on. This is Himsen Yeoja Gangnam-sun, which is on air right now. In this way, I'm going to put my ideas on it like this.
So this is what you're working on next?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what's it called?
Oh, but this is a kind of...
Secret.
Secret. It's a matter of contract documents, so I wouldn't say any more about this. But it's a kind of fantasy. It's a very big budget as well. I love to work with big budget.
And is it going to be a comedy?
It's not comedy at all. I like being funny. But now it's the time for me to write something not funny.
Mi-kyung keeps a minimalist office. Apart from the whiteboard and the dog's basket, the room is mostly empty, and the only decorations are posters on the walls from all her previous dramas.
This drama is called Mine.
This drama was also quite daring, because wasn't it the first time that it had a bisexual character on TV in Korea? How was that received?
It was greatly responded, but I got some emails from people. How could you write about bisexuality in public TV shows? Korea is another taboo about bisexuality. But most audiences changed their thinking.
Would you say you do this in every work, mm-hmm. that you try and push boundaries in everything you do?
Yes, I do. I try to break any boundaries, any kind of prejudice, any kind of things. Before this, I have my show, Lady in Dignity. That was a very big hit in Korea. This is a kind of a first hit drama with two women. This show, Lady in Dignity, broke all the records.
Was it difficult to get it commissioned?
Well, it's not easy, to be honest, because they thought that two women, especially the old age, I mean just mid-aged women's story, was not that commercially successful. It doesn't make money, so they rejected. But before this was on air, Strong Girl Bong Soon got a hit. That's the way I made this show.
This is why Mi-kyung is seen as such a game changer. Using the success of her superhero comedy, Strong Girl Bong Soon, to finally get to make her series, The Lady in Dignity. The Lady in Dignity went on to become one of the network's highest-rated dramas and paved the way for more female-led stories in the industry.
Since my drama, female characters have become more proactive and empowered and very cool and very independent, more independent than ever. So it was a very good influence. I'm very happy with the kind of changes. But I think it is still a long way to go.
Der Disney Plus Serientipp.
Hey, hier spricht Meredith Grey, direkt aus dem Grace Sloan Memorial Hospital. Wir suchen Verstärkung, denn hier kommen viele neue Fälle rein. Unsere Station ist voll mit außergewöhnlichen Patienten, jungen Ärzten in Ausbildung und viel zwischenmenschlichem Drama. Also schau schnell vorbei.
Grey's Anatomy, die neuen Folgen und alle Staffeln nur auf Disney Plus streamen. Abo schon ab 5,99 € pro Monat. Und nun viel Spaß beim Podcast, wünscht Disney Plus.
You're listening to the documentary In the Studio from the BBC World Service. And I'm in Seoul with one of K-drama's most successful screenwriters, Baek Mi-kyung. Studio tour over, we sit down at Mi-kyung's desk. And that's when she confesses that she's not feeling quite as relaxed as when she first invited me over. Her new superhero series, Strong Girl Namsoon, is airing at the moment on both the Korean TV channel JTBC and Netflix. And everyone in the industry is watching the audience ratings. After a comedic start, the series has become more hard-hitting as Namsoon helps the police infiltrate a drug smuggling gang. Episode 5 has just gone out, and it's left Mi-kyung feeling tense.
When we had an appointment about this interview, my show was not on air, right? So I was very happy. But now I'm very hysterical and stressed. All the writers understand that I have to suffer from all kinds of charts as a writer and creator and producer as well. So I am very stressed. I felt a lot of stress right now. It's not good.
Are you always nervous when your drama is on air?
Of course. Nervous and stressed.
Here, viewing ratings are very important, aren't they?
Of course. Under this kind of capital market, advertising and next budget, all the things are controlled. Rate is not all. It's not the most important, but second important, at least.
And how are the ratings for this drama, can I ask?
Oh, it's getting better. First and second, third, fourth episode up, it's perfectly just going up dramatically. It's, oh, wow, big hit. But sadly enough, fifth episode, it is about drugs. Korea is a TV station. It's very restricted. It's very stern and strict. So it becomes under 19. So rate is getting down.
Because it's about drugs?
Yeah, because of the drugs.
The Korea Media Rating Board considers drugs to be an unsuitable topic for anyone under the age of 19. This means it's no longer considered family viewing, and Mik Young thinks that this has affected the ratings. But she admits, maybe there's more to it.
The audience who started my show expected more funny, but as episodes passes by, as it goes on, the story becomes very serious and heavy. I think audience doesn't like that much. So viewing rate is getting, you know. But I have to face it. I have to take it as a writer all the time, right?
But at the same time, you don't just want to write something funny. You want to write something meaningful.
As a writer, it's very hard to balance the fun and lesson all the time, right? In half and half. I negotiate myself.
A lot of your writing has a kind of message in the end. The message for Stronghold Bongsoon, I felt, was a more personal message. What was the message for Stronghold Bongsoon, do you think?
Be Yourself is kind of my main signature and my main themes I pursue in my every single work. But Strong Bongsoon is more like be happy, whatever you are. Whoever you are, whatever you do, be happy. You are just yourself. But in Namsun, the message I want to say is more likely dedicate yourself to society, dedicate yourself to people. If you have privilege, if you have a power, use for good things.
So after the success of Stronghold Bongsoon, what were the challenges in making a sequel?
Money is the big issue. This drama needs money. Takes a lot of money, right? But money is not enough. All the time, it's money problem. Because all the audiences are used to Marvel's Hollywood hero films, right? They have a very high standard of hero films. I can't catch up with them.
You can't rely on a big budget. So do you have to change the writing then?
Yes. I don't use the power as much as I want. Every episode, I want to use a special effect that one of three women use the power and strength, but I couldn't do this job. Why? The money problems. Usually, audience want a very thrilling just moment, thrilling scenes that women, you know, shows very strong strength. But showing strength means spending money. Well, today, I talk too much about money.
No, it's interesting. Do you have to go and fight for your budget? Do you have to be a strong woman yourself to get the budget?
Yeah, it's not the matter of fighting, because they have no money, so they can't give anymore. So
Netflix has invested a lot of money in the Korean drama market.
Yes.
What impact is this having?
Critical. I sometimes stop the project because of money. Sadly enough, I do, because in Korean market is very small. That's why I want to work in global platform, because I can create more freely without any restrictions.
Mik Young also wants to change viewers' attitudes towards older people and show that they have love lives too. So she's given the grandmother in the series, who also has superpowers, a passionate love story. In one scene, she hoists her lover over her shoulder and carries him into a hotel. Our breasts may be sagging, the grandmother says, but underneath, our hearts are beating.
In Korean drama market, we have kind of taboos that when senior love shows on TV drama, channel was turned off. So when I write about senior love, they asked me to stop.
Why? Why do they think...
They don't love senior love. Seniors have sex? No, it's gross. They think like that. But I have to do something that other writers don't do, right? I want to break the taboos with my work. Love should be done by any generations. That is an important message for me to send.
We're interrupted by a very shy visitor at the door.
She wants to speak English.
Oh, I see. She's going to you're going to translate.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Mi Kyung's former assistant, Yujath, who helped her develop Stronggol Namsoon, has come to visit. She recently left to write her own TV show.
To be a writer in Korea, the first step is to work with writers and learn something, how to write, how to get an idea, and the way the script is going around, and how to create the characters or something.
How long did you work together?
We have been more than 6 years.
So how did you feel when you got the job?
Very lucky.
Very lucky.
She doesn't speak too much, even in Korean. Please understand that. Most of Korean writers like this. Writing is easier and simpler and better and than speaking.
So how do you work together? Do you give her a character to develop or does she rewrite scenes? How does it work?
In case of an assistant writer, we have a lot of conversation about the story. When I show them my script, they let me know that their own ideas about what's wrong with this script, what's the best part, what is the worst part.
But in order to do that, you must trust each other. So is it difficult in the beginning to be honest?
솔직하게 말하는 게 모두에게 이롭기 때문에 솔직하게 소신 있게 말하려고 노력하는 편입니다.
It's hard to be honest. She feels stressed, right, to speak frankly. But to be honest is the best policy. So she tries to be honest. So if she doesn't like this script, I would rewrite again. Yeah, I respect her a lot. She becomes a very great writer in the future. 2 years later, you're going to interview her again, I guess.
I look forward to it.
We have to let her go. She's not that happy because she has a deadline right now.
Thank you so much and good luck. 감사합니다.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So when a script goes into production, how closely do you work with casting and the directors? Do you go on set and other rewrites?
I have no time to go to the set or studio because the Korean writers do all the episodes by myself. It's very busy doing that. I have to see what the actors doing and how they act and everything because I'm kind of controller in all the shows and showrunner. So when I get the first footage of the filming, I analyze almost everything, such as actors' performance and their breathing patterns and even the costumes sometimes. I also tweak the script to match the characters more perfectly. If an actor isn't cutting it and not good enough, I even trim their scenes or make some very tough calls sometimes.
So you speak to them and the director and they redo it or you change the script?
I try to make them understand the characters. That's the main role, the first role that I have to do. I am kind of writer who helps actors and actresses do better all the time. Yes, I'm ghost helper.
How long does filming take?
In case of Namsoon, it takes almost a year.
So your job is kind of, you write, mm-hmm. then it goes into production, mm-hmm. and then it goes out to the world. Mm-hmm. Which is your favorite bit?
What I feel most happy, is happiest moment is the writing, creating, doing my work. And creating my new world, my story is a very happy part of my job. But after that, it becomes very torturing. I had the experience when I work in Lady in Dignity. I made a character myself. But the most thrilling thing is when the character takes on life of its own, moving the story independently. And it's a moment when the character is beyond my control. That means the character is alive, feels alive, something alive, right?
That must be really exciting.
Yes, really exciting. More than exciting.
It's time for Mikyoung to get back to that top secret project being planned out on her whiteboard. But first, she takes me down to the park behind her flat.
This is the place where I often go out, have a fresh air, and get inspired in case I feel very stressed. Look, very lovely. That is a Korean nature. Do you love this place?
It's beautiful. Like it? Yeah, beautiful, it's really lovely. Mm. The trees are changing to autumn colors. It's a beautiful clear day. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
So do you like Seoul?
To be honest with you, I don't like Seoul much, but it's on air. It's on air. Off the record, on the record?
On the record.
On the record, I like Seoul, but off the record, I don't like Seoul.
What is it that you don't like about Seoul?
Too many people, too many cars. It's not different from New York anymore. Seoul is very, very big and too many people.
So all the time we've been speaking, you have been quite stressed.
It's on air. My show is on air. If it's not on air, I'm not stressed. It's on air. If it's on air, I'm full of stress. My body consists of 70% of stress and 30% of water.
If it doesn't go brilliantly, what are the consequences? What happens? Does it affect your next project? Or is it just something that you say, oh, well, they didn't get it?
It depends. It's changeable every day. But I try to forget. I try to let... I love the proverb, let bygones be bygones. Right. So I try to forget. But right now I can't forget. It's on the air. It's on air.
I think I'll let you go and get back to your writing because you have a lot on.
Yeah.
And you're very stressed.
I have many things to work at.
Thank you very much for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Since I met with Baek Mikyoung, her TV show, Stronggirl Namsoon, has been judged a success. And she told me she's pleased with the outcome. You've been listening to the documentary In the Studio from the BBC World Service with the K-drama screenwriter, Baek Mikyoung. The program was presented and produced by me, Vibeke Venema, and the executive producer was Andrea Kidd. The Korean producer was Julie Yoon-Young Lee.
Hat 25 Jahre Fiat, 125 Jahre Deutsche Vita. Feier mit uns und sicher dir noch bis zum 15. Juli limitierte Jubiläumsangebote. Zum Beispiel den Fiat 500. Im Leasing ohne Anzahlung schnapp 125 Euro im Monat. Entdecke auch viele weitere Fiat-Angebote. Jetzt bei deinem teilnehmenden Fiat-Partner.